Jeff, thanks for joining us this week. You have been doing some reporting at the Silver City Daily Press on how hospitals are reporting how many COVID-19 patients they actually have. Can you give us an update on what the status is on receiving that information?
Sure. The Daily Press has requested information related to COVID patient numbers from both Gila Regional Medical Center and the New Mexico Department of Health. We do expect to get more details on what the percentage of patients who are going to Gila Regional is that are COVID positive, rather, how many COVID positive patients there are in the hospital right now. The hospital hasn't disclosed those numbers. However, last week during both a Grant County Commission meeting, the hospital here is owned by the county, Grant County Commissioners met in the morning, and the governing board, which is composed of the Grant County Commissioners, met in the afternoon. And wearing both hats, they heard a report from the hospital CEO, interim CEO Scott Landrum. He more or less told commissioners that while neighboring counties and nearby El Paso are overwhelmed with patients and hospitals are full, he doesn't expect that to be the case here. Whether that actually is a true prophecy, time will tell. Later that same day, last Thursday, during the New Mexico governor's weekly COVID-19 press update, Human Services Secretary David Scrace showed a slide depicting hospital capacity across the state. And in that slide, Gila Regional was shown to have zero available general beds and three out of their six ICU beds available. So we're really looking forward to getting some actual numbers from the hospital so we can find out what the situation is there.
You ran a story recently about how shoppers in the area were adapting to the public health order while looking for essential goods.
So fortunes have sort of flipped for the big box store here in Silver City. That's a Walmart, where, of course, groceries and all sorts of goods are available. Earlier in the pandemic, smaller businesses were complaining that the statewide restrictions on building capacity and gatherings were treating small businesses unfairly and giving big box stores an advantage. Since the new restrictions came into effect last Monday, big box stores like the Walmart here can only allow 75 people in at once. So that has created long lines in front of Silver City's Walmart. That frustrates quite a few shoppers who have turned elsewhere, going to the relatively smaller grocery stores like Albertsons and Food Basket here, as well as the local food co-op downtown, to do their shopping, particularly ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
So we just have a little bit of time left, but if you could give us an update on what is happening with the NMCAP entity.
That's right. Despite the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission defunding the Gila Diversion Project, the group behind that, the New Mexico CAP entity, did bring a line item budget transfer of $25,500 to the ISC, which they want to pay Stantec Engineering Company for a final engineering report. And in part, the work order states that that is to be used to obtain future funding for the continuation of the project. That has spooked the diversion's opponents and caused many to wonder if the entity truly is going to give up on its diversion plans and help administer that $80 million that remains on other projects.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update, and have a great holiday.
Thanks, Anthony, you too.